Jack, can you tell everybody what honey processed is?
Yes. So when you take the cherry that grows on the coffee plant, on the tree, you can either take all of the fruit off and just wash it, which is wash process. Usually it's water milled. Or you can leave the fruit on and let it ferment in that, which is called natural. A lot of those are going to be a lot sweeter because they're the flavor of the fruit fermentation gets imparted into the coffee bean. Or honey is where you take the fruit off, but you leave the membrane or the mucilage around it, and it gives it a kind of sweet, natural, like, flavor, kind of like honey, which is, I believe, why they call it honeyed.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's that is why it's honeyed. It's when they leave the membrane of the fruit on the outside and let that ferment. Still imparting some fruitiness to the beans, but not as much as a natural process.
Yeah, and so what you get out of this process is a much more fruity, forward, just unique flavor. Where washed, where you're taking everything off, you're going to have a much more consistent, like, refined taste. The honey process will change from year to year, crop to crop, all that. But if you got the same farm, same crop location, everything, the honey process is just going to taste much more, have much many more variables in taste just because of the membrane and the fruit still being stuck on.
Yeah, there's a lot more variables to it than when you just take everything off and wash it. And that's a lot of the washed coffees are going to taste very similar all the time. And they're used a lot in blends just for consistency. And like Tristan said, the honeyed or the natural can have more of a variance because of the additional variables it's given to them.